Amen. You may be seated. Well, we are here on the cusp of the holidays. No, you're not supposed to play Christmas after Halloween. No Christmas music after Halloween. That's like the rage here in California, I noticed. It was like Halloween's coming. It's like, oh my gosh, when are my kids going to get candy? Oh my gosh, people are singing Christmas carols already. It's not supposed to happen until Thanksgiving. This is the time where we finally get a chance to enter into the season of celebrating that the fact that Jesus stepped into the flesh at Christmas. But of course, we're not there yet. We're on the eve of the holiday of Thanksgiving, a time where we get to be thankful for all that God's given us this year and all that we already have. You might have noticed the video we started with was a great analogy, a picture of being grateful for the simple things that we already have around us. That was the idea. If you didn't know that, he didn't actually wake up and get all those gifts that morning, just in case I need to point that out for some of you. But the reality is that he was grateful in everything that he had, and he found joy in being grateful. And gratitude and thanksgiving go together. It's the same thing. Gratitude is a grateful attitude. It's something that we put ourselves in the position of having. They've done a lot of research in recent years on gratitude, in particular because they've realized that gratitude has a profound effect on people's lives. In 2015, they grabbed three groups of people for 10 weeks. They said, this is what you need to do. The first group, they said, for 10 weeks, we want you to journal every single day things that you're grateful for. The second group, they said, you're meant to journal every single day things that bother you or tick you off. That would have been very easy. And the third group, they said, just journal about whatever's happening during the day. And so at the end of 10 weeks, they evaluated all three groups. And you know which group came back feeling happier, healthier, and even lost a little bit of weight? The grateful group. See, it's a great weight loss program. They found that it actually encouraged them to be healthier, be more active, as they found things each day to be thankful for. As anyone will tell you in the science of how your brain functions, that being grateful releases dopamine in your brain. It encourages your brain to think more positively. It encourages you in the things that you do. And yet oftentimes, we don't find ourselves being in a position of being grateful. Oftentimes, we get caught in a position of grumbling. I don't know about you, but when I look at my year, I find that there's more days maybe that I'm grumbling than I'm grateful. When I was a kid, I used to grumble a lot because my parents would ask me to do really useless things. And one time I was in the living room with my parents and they said, Matthew, you need to stop what you're doing and go upstairs and get some diapers for your mother to change your sister's dirty diaper. In which case I said, well, I'm right in the middle of something. They said, Matthew, we asked you to go do this. I said, well, I'm trying to do something. They said, you need to go right now. So I went upstairs and as soon as I got out of earshot of them, I just let it go. These people asking me to do stuff. Didn't they see the thing that I was working on? I go upstairs, I'm banging things around and saying some choice words that I learned at a very young age from the bigger kids on the block. You can only imagine the words I was using. I won't say them because my kids are right here in the front row. So I'm saying these different words, banging around, and I come downstairs to present to my mom, here's your diapers. And she's there with my dad, and they look very sternly at me, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, why do they look so mad at me? At which time my mom points like this to the wall. Now, I don't know if you know, but back in the 80s, they came out with these things called baby monitors. And typically, one side of the baby monitor was able to hear things or pick up sound, while the other side of the baby monitor, everyone else was able to listen. So as my mom pointed there, I realized as I became flush red that she had heard all of my grumbling from my sister's room all the way down. That served a lesson to me. I still remember it to this day. Because oftentimes when we're asked to do something that we have to do, typically we meet it with grumbling. Oftentimes many of us have a lot of things we have to do during the week, our job, things we have to care for, other people we're nurturing. And those have-tos continually typically put us in a place of grumbling. Because when we start thinking we have to do things, then we start thinking about the things we're missing out on, all the things we could be doing, or all the things that our culture is saying that we should be doing. But we're stuck here thinking about all the things I have to do. Well, gratitude cracks in when we stop saying I have to and we start saying I get to. Nothing changes in our circumstance. We have to do all the same things. Our life is still functioning the very same way. But when we shift our mindset from I have to do these things to I get to do these things, our grumbling turns to gratitude. Our difficult perspective on the situation becomes a bit lighter. Because what happens is we start looking at what we have to do as now a privilege that I get to do those things. I often time with my wife, we are mindful with our kids of the things that we have to do for them, realizing that we've heard stories of people that have gone before us that have said, yeah, but there'll be a time when your kids won't ask you to do that anymore and you'll miss it. So of course, I have to take care of my kids, but we're learning to say, no, but we get to do this now because there'll be a point where they don't need us, which sounds really cool right now, but when we're older, it's actually a big bummer. And then we're just praying for them to get married and have grandkids so we can do it all over again. Nothing changes. The task is still there. The situation is still there. The circumstance is still there. But what shifts is my perspective on it because I'm no longer burdened by what I think I have to do. I'm now looking at it going, no, but I get to do this thing. And in doing that, gratitude cracks into the circumstance. Now, every one of us, if we think about it, have had moments in our life where we've had heightened senses of gratitude. I would call them moments where we had reactive gratitude or reactive thankfulness, where something occurred to us and we reacted full of gratitude. We reacted full of thankfulness. I can remember when my wife and I had the birth of our daughter, our first child, and when she was born, though the circumstance caused me to react in such gratefulness to my wife and what she was able to do to help produce this child. I did a little bit, but she did the most of it. And to see that beautiful child there, knowing that we created that life, was an overwhelming sense of gratitude. It was a reaction to that situation. Just before that, I can remember when we stood at the aisle together and we looked at each other's eyes and said our vows to one another. It was such a heightened moment of knowing of me being thankful because of our bond and relationship. And then going and celebrating with all our friends. I was full of gratitude all day long because it was a reactive thankfulness. It was a reactive gratitude. And many of you could probably sit down and think of times in your life where there was an overwhelming sense of joy and love because a circumstance happened that made you react with gratitude. And that reaction of gratitude might have brought you to tears. You might have said, I felt chicken skin. You might have felt emotional. It stood out to you. But here's the thing. Gratitude is not only meant to be reactive. Gratitude is also meant to be proactive. Because gratitude actually isn't something that you just respond to a situation with. Gratitude is something that you can actually stir up within yourself. Gratitude is actually something that if you can take the time to be mindful of mentioning the things that you get to do and speak those out and profess them, you actually can get that same reaction when you get to react to something that's grateful. You get that same reaction when you're proactive to being grateful. Now, for that reason, many of you come to church. Because when you get to come to church, you get to sing songs that put you in a mindset of being thankful. It releases that feeling inside you of thankfulness, that welling up within you. It's the way God's designed us. It's the way he's wired us. Paul in 1 Thessalonians actually talks a little bit about being thankful. He talks about a lot through scripture. But this is one of my favorite scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. It won't be on the screen. I'm going to read it here for you. It's short. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. And be thankful in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. He puts right next to praying all the time, being grateful in some circumstances. Right? No. All circumstances. He's not saying when you feel really good about this, when you see him do the miracle that you're asking him to do, that's the time to be super thankful and joyful. He doesn't say when you get the answer to the prayer you're wanting, that's the time to be super thankful and joyful and be full of gratitude. No, he says in all circumstances. Now he knows how we're wired. Now it's funny because now people are writing books on this. A plethora of books are being written right now on the power of gratitude in one's life. For many of you that are women that attend any conference, gratitude over the last like 3 or 4 years has been like the headline of every women's conference that's come about. It's so popular right now. So many books are being written about it. So many scientists and different people that understand the brain are talking about it. Yet 2,000 years ago, Paul says, I'm going to tell you how to find joy in your life. Be thankful in all circumstances. And most of all, be thankful that God's already done so much for you. I love this scripture in Psalm 126, verse 3. It says, yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy. It doesn't say, yes, the Lord is going to do amazing things for you. Find joy. It doesn't say, yes, God is planning to do things for you and it's going to make you joyful. It says, no, yes, the Lord has done, past tense, amazing things for us. What joy. Our culture wants you to constantly keep looking ahead, wanting more. But gratitude is pausing and looking behind and seeing what's already been done. And when you do that, and you don't just look for reactive gratefulness in different moments, but you seek to be proactive to call out the things that already has happened, you'll find that sense of joy and gratitude like never before. It's something that God's given us as a gift. So this is what we've done tonight. I'm going to stop talking. And we've made everyone on your seat when you came in my gratitude list. There should be pens probably in front of your seats. And on the eve of Thanksgiving, this is what we like to do. If you're with your kids, that's perfect. If you're with your spouses, your families, get close together, or whoever's come with you if you want to do that. What we like to do is we want to take the next few minutes and we just want to pause. We'll have some background music probably playing, but not too loudly so you can hear each other. But if you're a family, maybe talk through what are some of the things that you get to do that you want to be grateful for. And we'd like you to actually write those things down. Then the goal of this isn't just to then leave this on the seat when you leave, but take it with you and maybe think tomorrow at whatever meal you're at whatever table you're sitting at, maybe use this to say, I want to mention some things that I'm grateful for this Thanksgiving. Because we've already given you a chance to think about it before you get to the dinner table. But I would encourage you that if you were to take time over your tables tomorrow to allow everyone to take a moment to think about what they are grateful for, it will seal in their minds a moment in the year that they felt joy because they're mindful for the things that God has done in their life. So take a few minutes. Doesn't need more instructions. Just grab the people close to you. This is a verbal talking thing. You can talk. You can make noise. You can adjust your seats if you want. If you're by yourself, just take a moment to think about it. And go ahead and fill out the things that would make you feel grateful and the things that you get to do.